Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, From Despair Comes Hope.
Now we're going to read Ezekiel 18:21-22.
But if the wicked turn away from all their sins that they have committed, and keep all my statutes, and do what is lawful and right, they shall surely live, they shall not die. None of the transgressions that they have committed shall be remembered against them. For the righteousness that they have done, they shall live. Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, says the Lord God, and not rather that they should turn from their ways and live? But when the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity, and do the same abominable things that the wicked do, shall they live? None of the righteous deeds that they have done shall be remembered, for the treachery of which they are guilty and the sin they have committed, they shall die. Yet, you say, the way of the Lord is unfair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way unfair? Is it not your way that is unfair? When the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity, they shall die for it. For the iniquity that they have committed, they shall die. Again, when the wicked turn away from the wickedness they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life, because they considered and turned away from the transgressions that they had committed. They shall surely live, they shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you, according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from your transgressions, otherwise iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lynn. We now have Mark 15:33-41. Thank you.
At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn into from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. Some women were watching from a distance, among them Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and of Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for all his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So I remember preaching on Good Friday sometime, or around that time anyway, and this was my passage. And I remember preaching about it and saying how strange it is and bizarre, like the circumstances, as darkness at noon and all this, and going through it. But then leaping forward to Jesus rising again, and hope and love and light and all this like stuff coming in. And I had feedback from someone who's a very experienced preacher, and she said to me, you should have stayed at Good Friday. Sometimes the world needs to just stay and witness the darkness, admit the darkness, be present in the darkness, and don't push them on to the good, to the resurrection. You know, don't, because life isn't always like that. You know, we can always say, yes, but look, you should be people of hope, people of joy, people of love. But actually in life, sometimes there is just a darkness that feels like an abandonment of God. There are times in life when it just doesn't feel like there's any way out. And to almost move on too quickly from that is to make a mockery of it, is to not present it fully or be fully present in the pain that we have or the pain that someone has. And while I have the hope that the hope of a better future where no more tears will be shed and God's kingdom will be present here on earth, right now in these in-between times, when I witness things happening and going on the Gaza Strip and the villages in Israel, we have to dwell and we have to cry out. And this, like Jesus cried out here, and it was from a lifetime of, you know, soaking in the Bible, of knowing his scriptures, of knowing what was going to happen. But that despair just comes, pours out of him from the psalms. My God, why have you forsaken me? It's not a rebellious thing. It's not him turning away from God. It's him filled with despair and sorrow. And then we have this straight, like the curtain tearing and the first person to say, you know, this is actually God's son, was centurion, someone who's just not meant to know these things and is someone who's used to killing people and trained to do it. And yet he is the first person to say, this is truly God's son. So what does this bring to us this morning? Is that that cries on my lips this morning, and it must go on the lips of I saw an interview last night of a mum whose children have been kidnapped. And that is just, I can't imagine, like, the track record of the Hamas group and the people, what they've done already, and then knowing that your children are with them, would just tear me apart. It would feel like I was hanging on the cross, I think. And that cry would be on my lips. And it must be on Israelites' lips throughout history as well. And the oppression and the Holocaust and everything that they face. But I think it's also on the cry of the lips of the civilians living in the Gaza Strip. Here we have militants that have gone out and done terrible stuff. Now there was 200 airstrikes last night alone. There's whole blocks being razed to the ground, and there's children that are dying as a result. And they're already suffering there, but now that the Gaza Strip's under siege, there's no electricity, no water, and now there's bombardment from the air, and the ground invasion is coming soon. And again, I think the cry must be on their lips too. My God, why have you forsaken me? And so this morning we are with Jesus. And again, it's a hard place to be. It's a place I want to move on from. It's not comfortable. And it's, you know, we're supposed to be the light. Thank you, God, for this new day. May the light of your presence be with us. You know, I want to carry that. But I also have to admit that there is darkness and there is evil. And we need to pray into it. So let's pray. Let's pray this morning. If you have a prayer on your lips for Israel or other places. I was with people yesterday and they would say, yes, this is new. But what about Kosovo and what's happening there? And I was like, I don't even know what's happening there. What's happening there? And they're telling me the atrocities there. And then there's Ukraine, and someone knows, that I spoke to yesterday, their cleaner comes into their house to look after them. And her husband's on the front line in Ukraine. Yet he always calls his wife every morning and they have a laugh together. And I'm like, it's bizarre to think that someone on the front line of a war is calling their loved one every morning and being normal. It's just like, it feels worlds apart. Yeah, it's on our doorstep as well. So let's bring this to God in prayer. Lord, I'd like to start my prayers with a thank you. It's what's been taught to me that it's always good to say thank you first. And Lord, help me to say thank you today. Oh, would you help me to say thank you for the things we have around us? Help me to see through your eyes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the aid that will hopefully come to the people that need it most. Lord, I thank you for the soldiers who seek to protect and to rescue. Lord, I thank you that your light can shine in the darkest of places. And Lord, I thank you that we will see you move in this place in the Middle East. But God, we now admit that it's a hard time, and it's a time of heart-wrenching stories and loss and pain and death. And so, Lord, would your presence be there this morning? Lord, I seek, would you seek a solution? Would you help those that have power to seek a solution? This violence is just spiraling, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And for those that are crying out now, Lord, why have you forsaken us? Why have you forsaken me? Lord, would you fill them with your peace, your love? Would you treasure them? Would you rescue them? Would you let them know that you are there beside them? And Jesus, you have known that the barbarity of the human race. You have felt it. You have lived it. So God, Jesus, as you've been there before, would you be there again with the people that need witness? Amen.
Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.